This is Akashvani. The news read by Nina Matthew. Voting for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections began this morning in 88 parliamentary constituencies spread over 12 states and union territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Voting is taking place in 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. The polling for the Betul ST parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was scheduled in the second phase, will now be held in the third phase due to the demise of the BSP candidate. Some of the prominent candidates whose political fate will be sealed in the EVMs today are Congress leader Rahul Gandhi from Wayanad in Kerala, CPI's Annie Raja also contesting from Wayanad, Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar from Thiruvananthapuram, Congress leader Shashi Tharoor also from Thiruvananthapuram, Tejasvi Surya of BJP from Bengaluru South, Hema Malini of BJP from Mathura. Other key candidates are BJP's Arun Govil from Meerut, ex-Karnataka CM H.D. Kumaraswamy from Mandya and Pappu Yadav from Purnia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked people to cast their votes in record numbers in the second phase of the Lok Sabha elections today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister urged young and women voters to turn up at the polling booths in great numbers. He said, "A high voter turnout strengthens the country's democracy." Scrutiny of nomination papers for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections will take place today. The filing of nominations for this phase ended last evening. A total of 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of next month. The last day for the withdrawal of candidature for this phase is Monday. Voting across all 25 constituencies of Andhra Pradesh, 17 of Telangana, 13 of Uttar Pradesh, 11 of Maharashtra, 8 each of Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 of Bihar, 4 each of Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat of Jammu and Kashmir will be held in this phase. Meanwhile, campaigning for later phases of polling is in full swing. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address public meetings in Ashok Nagar and Rajgarh today. On the other hand, State Congress President Jitu Patwari, Rajya Sabha MP Vivek Tanka and former Union Minister Arun Yadav will campaign in Burhanpur today. In Bihar, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address 2 public meetings today in Bihar in support of NDA candidates. First rally will be held at Forbesganj Airport Ground in Araria Parliamentary Constituency, while the second rally will be held at Safia Sarai Airport Ground in Munger Parliamentary Constituency. The notification for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha election was issued today. Elections will be held in 49 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 2 union territories in this phase. 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats of Maharashtra, 7 seats of West Bengal, 5 seats each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh will go to polls in this fifth phase. Nominations can be filed till 3rd May. Voting for this phase will be held on 20th May. Notification for second phase of assembly polls in Odisha has been issued today. The Supreme Court will pronounce its judgment today on a batch of petitions seeking 100% verification of the votes recorded in the electronic voting machines EVMs with the voter verifiable paper audit trial VVPAT slips. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta had reserved its judgment on the batch of petitions, including one by the Association of Democratic Reforms, ADR, on April 18, after concluding extensive hearing for 2 days. In parachuting, Indian parachuter Mona Agarwal claimed a gold medal in women's 10-meter air rifle, while Army man Amir Ahmed Bhatt secured a silver in 25-meter pistol at the World Shooting Para Sport Tournament in Changwon, Korea last night. And that is the end of the news.